This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. An Iranian ship held by Gibraltar since July on suspicion of transporting oil to Syria has left port. The ship is reportedly heading for Greece. Gibraltar earlier rejected a request by the U.S. to again seize the ship. Gibraltar said it could not comply with Washington's request to issue a new detention order because U.S. sanctions against Iran did not apply in the EU. Afghanistan's president is vowing to eliminate all safe havens of the Islamic State. Ashraf Ghani's comments can't come as the country is still recovering from the shock of a bombing at a wedding late Saturday that killed at least 63 people and wounded 183. The Islamic State group's Afghan branch has claimed responsibility for the attack. VOA spoke with Dr. Sumit Ganguly, a political science professor and South Asia expert at Indiana University.
This is a colossal tragedy, and it underscores the fact that ISIS has a foothold in Afghanistan, which is deeply disturbing for the entire subcontinent, given the presence of very large Muslim communities in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and even a sizable Muslim community in Sri Lanka. So the ripple effects will be felt throughout the region.
Several frantic migrants jumped off their Spanish rescue boat into the Mediterranean Sunday as the open-arms vessel desperately looked for a safe port. The migrants leapt into the sea and started swimming toward Italy's Lampedusa island. Open Arms crew members jumped in after them and brought them back on board. The Open Arms, with its 107 migrant passengers, is docked off Lampedusa as Italy's hardline Interior Minister Matteo Salvini refuses to let the ship dock. Open Arms has been at sea for almost 3 weeks. For more news, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hundreds of thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators marched peacefully.